Shishi. The pasuk now continues with the yontif of Sukkos. By Dabar Hashem Moshe Lemor, and Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Dabar Bnei Yisrael Lemor, speak to the Bnei Yisrael saying, Bachamisha Asar Yoim Lachodesh Hashvi Azeh. On the 15th day of this month, this seventh month of Tishrei, Chag HaSukkos Shivas Yomim LaShem, the festival of Sukkos, which is seven consecutive days to Hashem. By Yom HaRishon Mikra Kodesh, the first day is Yontif, it is a calling of holiness. Komalechas Avoid Laisasu, you may not do work on that day. Shivas Yomim Takrivu Ishe LaShem, for seven consecutive days you will bring the Karbonis Musafim that are mentioned in Parashas Pinchas. By Yom HaShmini, and on the eighth day, Mikra Kodesh, again it will be Yontif, a calling of holiness. Yilochem, it will be for you. Vikraftem Ishi Lashem, and you will bring the Karbonos that are brought on Shmini Atzeres, the Musafim that are mentioned in Parashas Pinchas. Atzeresi, this Yontif is called Atzeres, a restraining. As Rashi explains with a mashal, where the king invited his children for a suda for a certain amount of days, and after those days passed, he said, please stay another day. Kosher olai predaschem, your departure is very hard for me. So too over here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu invites Klal Yisrael for a 7-day Yontif of Sukkos. And after the 7 days pass, he says, Kosher olai predaschem, your departure is very hard upon me, and stay one more day of Atzeres, Shmini Atzeres. So Atzeres means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is holding back Klal Yisrael for one extra day of Yontif. Komaleches avoid olai sasu, on Shmini Atzeres, it is also usher to do melacha. And the pasuk continues, Eilem Mayade Hashem, these are the Yomim Tovim of Hashem, Asher Tikru Oysam Mikroi Kodesh, which you will designate them as callings of holiness, Lahakriv Ishe Lashem, to bring karbonos to Hashem on these Yomim Tovim, Oila, you will bring a carbon Oila, Umincha, and together with the carbon Oila, you bring Minchas Nesachim, which is a Mincha that is completely burnt, together with wine poured on the Mizbeach. And the pasuk says, Zevach, you also will bring on Yontif Karbonos Shlamim Unesachim, together with a mincha which is completely burnt and wine poured on the Mizbeach. As Shem Oilam explains, the pasuk should be read like this, Oila Umincha Unesachim, the Oila with the mincha and the Nesachim, and then again, Zevach Umincha Unesachim, the Shlamim, which together with the Shlamim, you bring the mincha and the Nesachim. Tvar Yoim B'Yoimoy, each carbon on its day. As Rashi tells us, that if you do not bring that carbon on its proper day, then you cannot bring it again. Over Yoimoy, Batal Karbonai. Once the day passed, the carbon is cancelled, and there is no tashlumin, there is no repayment for this carbon on a different day. And these karbonos must be brought on Yontif, milvad Shabbos es Hashem, besides for the karbonos that are brought for the sake of Shabbos, umilvad matnoisechem, and besides for karbonos which you will bring as gifts, umilvad kol nidrechem, umilvad kol nidvoisechem, and whether these gifts were brought as a neder or a nedava, neder where he says harei alai, and nedava where he says harei zu, asher titnu lashem, which you will bring to Hashem. Ach b'chamisha also yom lachodesh hashvi, only on the 15th day of this month Tishrei, ba'os b'chem es tvuas ha'oretz, when you will bring in the crop of the land, tachoygu es chag Hashem shivas yomim, you will celebrate the yontif of Hashem for 7 days, b'yom harishon shabboson uv'yom hashmini shabboson. On the first day it will be yontif, and also on the eighth day, shmini atzeres will be yontif. And Rashi tells us these words, Tachoygu es chag Hashem shivas yomim, seem to be extra, because we do not need the pasuk to tell us that Sukkos is for 7 days. We stated that already in pasuk Lamed Dalet, chag HaSukkos shivas yomim Lashem. So why do we need these words, Tachoygu es chag Hashem shivas yomim? Rashi answers, these words are coming to tell us about a carbon which is brought on Sukkos, which is called the Shalmi Chagiga, a carbon Shlomim, which is a carbon Chagiga. In Pasuk Memalf, it says, V'chag Oisem Oisoi. Oisoi means that this Shalmi Chagiga will be brought Oisoi on the first day of Sukkos. But if one cannot bring it on the first day, the Pasuk, in Pasuk Lamates, when it says, Tachoygo Ischag Hashem Shivas Yomim, is telling you that it has Tashlumin, repayment, on the other 7 days of Sukkos. If you do not bring it on the first, you can bring it on the others. And the Pasuk starts off in Pasuk Lamates by saying Ach, which is an exclusion, to tell you that the Shalmi Chagiga is not brought on Shabbos. Since it has Tashlumin for all the other days of Sukkos, it is not Doiches Shabbos. What is still left to know is why the pasuk has to say "Bayom Harishon Shabbosin uVayom Hashmini Shabbosin." We explained why it says "Tachoygu es Chag Hashem Shivas Yomim," but the fact that it repeats that the first day is a day of rest and the eighth day is a day of rest, that was stated earlier, and we have to know why it is repeated. And the pasuk continues, "Ulekachtem lochem bayom harishon," and you shall take for yourself on the first day of Sukkot, pre a fruit, a tzadar from a beautiful tree. Rashi tells us this is the esrog. There are two ways that we can see from the pasuk that the pasuk is referring to an esrog. First of all, the way the pasuk says pre-eitz instead of saying pre-ha-eitz, this teaches us that we are referring to a type of a fruit that the pre, the fruit itself, and the eitz, the wood of the tree, taste the same, and this is an esrog. Secondly, the pasuk says hadar, which we translate to mean hadar, that which dwells on the tree from year to year, and an esrog can stay on the tree 2 or 3 years, so we know that when the pasuk says pre-eitz hadar, it is referring to an esrog, a citron. Kapois tmorim, the branch of a date tree, and since the pasuk says kapois without a vav, this teaches us that we should read it kapas in the singular. You only have to take one branch from the date tree for a lulav. Va'anaf eight avos, and a branch of a tree which looks like it is braided, and this is the hadas. Since its leaves overlap each other, it looks like the branches are braided. Va'arve nochal, and willows that usually grow by the brook. Usimachtem l'fnei Hashem alekechem shivas yomim, and you shall rejoice with these dalad minim before Hashem your God for 7 days. And l'chayra, this pasuk seems to be a stira, because the pasuk starts off by saying ulekachtem lochem bayom harishon, that the mitzvah of the dalad minim, the lulav, the esrig, the hadas, and the arava is only on the first day of Sukkot, but the pasuk ends off usmachtem l'fnei Hashem alekechem shivas yomim, that you shall take it for 7 days. Is it 1 day or 7 days? Therefore, Chazal tell us that the beginning of the pasuk that says bayom harishon is referring to outside the Beis Hamikdash. There, midoraisa, you only have to take the lulav, esrig, hadas, and arava for 1 day. But at the end of the pasuk, it says usmachtem lefnei Hashem alekechem, you shall rejoice before Hashem. This is referring to in the Beis Hamikdash, where the mitzvah was to take it for 7 days. After the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana that even outside the Beis Hamikdash, midrabbanon, it shall be taken for 7 days, and that's why today we take the dalad minim for all 7 days. And the pasuk continues, v'chagoysem oisei chag l'Hashem shivas yomim, and you shall celebrate this yontif for Hashem for 7 days, chukas oilam l'doriseichem, a chag forever for your generations, b'chodesh hashvi t'chag oisei, in the 7th month of Tishrei, you shall celebrate it. Basukah is teshvu shivas yomim. In a sukkah you shall dwell for 7 days. Kol ha'ezrach, all the natives, b'Yisrael, which is coming to include the gerim, yeshvu basukahs, they should all dwell in a sukkah. L'man yedu darisechem, the reason for this mitzvah is in order for your generations to know. Ki basukahs hashavti es b'nei Yisrael b'yitzi oisa me'eretz Mitzrayim. In booths, in sukkahs, I caused the yidden to live and dwell when I took them out of Mitzrayim. Ani Hashem Alekechem, I am Hashem your God. As Rashi tells us, when the Yidden went out of Mitzrayim, they were surrounded by the Anani HaKovod, by the clouds, and therefore, as a zikaron, as a remembrance for these clouds, we sit and we dwell in sukkahs, in booths and huts, for 7 days. Vayidaber Moshe es mayadei Hashem el b'nei Yisrael. And Moshe related the Yomim Tovim to Klal Yisrael. It is said over B'Shem Achidah that from the letters of the word sukkah, samach, chaf, and hay, there is an allusion how one must construct a sukkah. Either one can make a sukkah like a samach, which has 4 walls and enclosed structure, just like the samach is enclosed on all sides, or one can make it like a chaf, which has 3 walls and 1 side open, or like a hay. It is also permissible to construct 2 attached walls and a 3rd partial unattached wall like the letter hay, which has 2 perpendicular lines and a small line which is unattached. These are the 3 ways which one can make a sukkah. In Sefer Divrei Eliyahu from the Vilna Gaon, he says, where do you find the remez that Avram Avinu kept the yontif of Sukkot? He answers that the pasuk says by Avram, Vashem berach es Avram bakoil. Hashem blessed Avram Bakoil. He takes the word Bakoil, the Beis, the Chaf, and the Lamed, and he says, Bakoil, Avram kept Beis, Basukois, Teishvu, Shivas Yamim, Chaf, Kol Ezrok B'Yisrael Yeshu Basukois, and Lamid Leman Yedu Dorisechem. That's how we know a remez that Avram even kept the mitzvah of Sukkos. And the Mefarshim ask that if the reason why we sit in the Sukkah is because of the Anani HaKavod, when we left Mitzrayim we had the clouds, so why do we sit in the Sukkah in the month of Tishrei if we left Mitzrayim in the month of Nisan? The Ayin B'Tur Orachayim, Simin Tav Reish Chaf Hei Sif Aleph, who answers that if we were to go out of our house in the spring in Nisan to sit in Sukkos, it would not be noticeable that we're doing it for the mitzvah, because everybody heads outdoors during the spring. Therefore, the mitzvah was pushed off to the winter, to the rainy season, when everybody is coming inside, and now we go outside. This is a raya that we're doing it for the sake of the mitzvah. The Vilna Gaon says another teretz. He says that although when they went out of Mitzrayim they had the Anani HaKavod, but when the Yidden did the Egel, when they worshipped the Egel, they lost the Anani HaKavod. And the Anani HaKavod did not come back until after they started building the Mishkan. And the Vilna Gaon makes a cheshbon like this. Moshe came down from Har Sinai on Yom Kippur with the Luchai Shnias. This was on the 10th day of Tishrei. On the 11th day of Tishrei, he gathered all of Klal Yisrael together and commanded them that they must build a Mishkan. The Pasuk says that the Yidden brought the donations to the Mishkan baboiker baboiker, morning and morning. Since it says boiker twice, we can say that the donations were brought in over a span of 2 days, the 12th day of Tishrei and the 13th day of Tishrei. On the 14th day of Tishrei, the Chachmei Lev, the ones who were building the Mishkan, gathered all the materials together. And on the 15th day of Tishrei, they started to build the Mishkan. So it comes out that on the 15th day of Tishrei, the Anani HaKavod came back. And that's why we sit in a sukkah on the 15th day of Tishrei. Zokt Rashi, Mikra Kodesh, a calling of holiness, B'yom HaKippurim, on Yom Kippur, when it is also to eat and drink, Kacheu, you will make the day holy, B'ksus Nekiyo B'tfilo, with clean clothing and with prayer. U'v'shar Yomim Tovim, but on other Yomim Tovim, where eating and drinking is mutter, so then you are making the day holy, b'machal u'v'mishta, with food and drink, u'v'ksus nekiya u'v'tfila, and with clean clothing and with prayer. Zok Rashi Atzeresi, Shmini Atzeres is called Atzeres, a restraining, otzarti eschem etzli, I am keeping you by me for an extra day. Kemelech, just like a king, shezimin esbon of l'suda, who invited his children for a suda, lekach v'kach yomim, for a certain amount of days. Kivin shigiyaz manon li poter, once it reached the time for them to leave, Omar, the king said, Bonai, my children, bevakosha mikem, I am asking you, ikvu imi oy jomechad, please stay for an extra day. Kosho alai predaschem, your departure is very hard for me. So too over here, after the 7-day yontif, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Klal Yisrael to stay an extra day, which is Shmini Atzeres. Kosho alai predaschem. Kol melechas avoida, afil melacha shi avoida lochem, even melacha which is a necessity to you. Sheim loisasua yesh chesar and kis bedavar, if you do not do it, there is a loss of money. Still, such melacha you may not do on Yontif, on Shmini Atzeres. Loisasu, yochol af choleshel moed yehi osu bemelechas avoida, I might think that choleshel moed, it is also to do something which is a chesar and kis, a financial loss, Talmud Loimar. Therefore the Pasuk says he. It says Atzeres he, and from the extra word he we learn that only on Yontif it is Aser, but not on Chol Shomoyed. Oila u'mincha, a carbon oila and mincha, minchas nesachim hakreva im oila. This is referring to the minchas nesachim that is brought together with the carbon oila. Together with the oila, a mincha is brought which is completely burnt, and wine poured on the mizbeach. Tvayu and biyoymoi, the carbonos that are brought on that day, choyka kotzov v'chumash hapakudin, the mount which is fixed in Parshas Pinchas, in Sefer Bamidbar. Tevar yoim b'yoime, only on that day, hoim ovar yoime botel korbonai. But if the day passed, then the korban is cancelled, it may not be brought on another day. Ach, b'chamisha asa yoim tachoygu. What is this pasuk teaching us? Korban shlomim l'chagigah. It's teaching us that you bring on Sukkot a shalmei chagigah. Yochol titches ha-shabos. I might think that it would override the Shabbos. Talmud loimer ach. That's why it says ach, which is an exclusion, since it has repayment, it can be brought on all the other days of Sukkot, therefore it is not Doicha Shabbos. Sukkot shall be at the time of the year when you bring in the crop. This seventh month of Tishrei should come at the time of the year when the crop is brought in. From here we see that Klal Yisrael is commanded to make a leap year. Shem'eino Ibor, because if you do not add a month every once in a while, it can come out that Sukkot will fall out either in the middle of the summer or in the middle of the winter. Because the seasons follow the solar year and our Yom Tovim follow the lunar year, that's why we must add a month every few years. Zok Rashi Tachaygu, what is Tachaygu referring to? Shalmi Chagiga, the Shlomim which is brought for a Chagiga. Shivas Yomim, Im Lehevi Bazeh, Yavi Bazeh. If you do not bring it on the first day, you can bring it on the other 7 days of Yontif. Yachal Yehem Evin Kol Shiva, I might think from the Pasuk Tachaygu Es Chag Hashem Shivas Yomim, it means that you bring it on every day of the 7 day Yontif, Tamad Loimar. Therefore, the Pasuk says further, Vechagoysem Oisai. Oisai means Yom Echad, only on one day, b'mashma. V'lo Yoiser, but not more than one day. V'lo Menema Shiva, so why does it say seven? L'tashlumin, that means as repayment. If you do not bring it on the first, you may bring it on the other days. Pre-Eitz Hadar, Eitz Shetam Eitzai Upiria Shava. We are talking about a type of a fruit where the fruit and the wood of the tree taste the same. Hadar, Hadar B'ilonu Mishan L'shana. A type of a fruit that dwells on the tree from year to year. Vizehu Estrik, and this is an Estrik. Kapois Tmar. Kapois is written without a Vav. Chosar Vav. Limei She'ena La'achas. It teaches us that we only need one Lulav, because Kapois with a Vav would be plural. Kapois without a Vav can be read Kapas, which is singular. Vanaf Eitz Avos. Sha'anof of Kluyim. The branches look like they are intertwined. Ka'avoisoiz v'chavolim, like ropes. V'zehu hadas ha'osu kimin klia. And this is the hadas, which is made like braided. Since the leaves overlap, it looks like braided. Ha'ezroch zeh ezroch. This is referring to the native. B'Yisrael l'rabbis ha'gerim. The word B'Yisrael includes gerim. Ki basukos ha'shafti, anani ha'kovid. When you went out of Mitzrayim, you were surrounded by anani ha'kovid, and that's why we are commanded to live in sukkos during the yontif of sukkos.